This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Next door's virtual communities cover more than 180,000 neighborhoods, including more than 90% of those in the 25 largest cities. Teachers' unions in Florida are opposing a proposed Florida law creating a voucher program to let bullied kids attend private schools with taxpayer money. It contains a provision that lets the state decertify Florida's teachers' unions if fewer than 50% of eligible members pay dues. Delaware has become the first state to ban lead paint for outdoor applications. The bill unanimously passed both houses of the legislature and defines lead paint as containing anything greater than 90 parts per million. Justice Department has rescinded a number of Obama-era guidelines, and one was a guidance encouraging colleges and universities to take race into account in admissions. Poland purged 27 of its Supreme Court judges, including the chief judge, escalating a confrontation with the European Union and sending protesters to the streets by the thousands. Israel collects more than $100 million a month in customs and other taxes on behalf of the Palestinian Authority and is now trying to penalize payments to them for families of so-called martyrs. Malaysian police said they'd seized as much as $273 million worth of valuables from properties of the former prime minister and his wife, including 567 handbags, 2,200 rings, and 14 tiaras. New figures indicate that about 1 million Americans dropped out of the insurance market, the health insurance market, last year as subsidies decreased and prices rose by 20% across the country. Federal judge ordered FEMA to pay for housing for Puerto Rican hurricane victims for another 20 days. Fireworks sales are up 37% over the last 5 years, according to the American Pyrotechnics Association. For the first time in a dozen years, all New Orleans public schools are once again under the administrative control of a school board elected by the voters of the city. 61% of Americans said marijuana use should be legalized in a survey conducted in October by the Pew Research Center, compared with 31% in 2000. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.